Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, good morning, Harry. Tell us about Liz.
Hey, so she's got it all. Like, she's cute, fun, and adorable. But here's the thing. She's not texted me back.
Right. Hopefully we're here for you, man. So take us back to the beginning. How'd you guys meet?
It all happened pretty quick. Like, we matched on an app. And after chatting a while, I asked her out all on the same day.
Okay. Oh, yeah, working fast. So what did you do on this first date, Harry?
Well, we went to a fun party. I thought it would be cool to mix it up a bit. There was music and food. It was a really good time.
And you felt Liz was enjoying herself, was into it?
I think so. She's a good dancer, so she had a lot of fun.
Cool. And can you think of anything, Harry, that night that might have been a turnoff for Liz? Why she might not be, a reason why she might not be calling you back?
I knew most of the people there, so we were kind of interrupted a lot.
All right. Well, listen, it sounds like a great first date. It doesn't sound like anything really went, you know, off the rails. So let's try to find out from Liz what's going on. Maybe a reason why she is not at least texting you back, yeah. Harry. Hopefully, cross your fingers, lead you to a second date. All right, hang tight.
Hello?
Hi, Liz.
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, Liz, please don't hang up. It's going to be a little strange. This is, okay, yeah, Thunder, sorry. It's not a sales call or robocall or anything. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf. Would you have a moment to talk to us this morning about
is this a survey?
No, not a survey. but we would like to ask you a couple of questions. This is about a gentleman that listens to our show, Harry, and he messaged us at our radio station about a date you went on together, and we'd just like to chat with you for a few moments about maybe why you're not getting back to him.
Do you remember him?
Harry. I mean, I don't know how I could forget the most embarrassing night of my life.
Oh, no.
What happened?
I don't know if I should, like, just air private stuff.
Okay, no, I understand that, but he
called us
and he would just like to know what's going on. He really likes you, and he hasn't heard back from you, and so he would just like to know if you wouldn't mind sharing the reason why you haven't texted him back.
I guess if he can't figure it out, I guess he deserves to know. So here's the thing, like, he told me he's going to take me someplace nice, mm-hmm. so to dress up. So I put on my best and meet him out, and I get to the place, and I walk in, and I realize it's a wedding reception, and it's not just a wedding reception, it's his sister's wedding reception.
Wait a minute. He said that he took you to a party where he knew people, but this was not... This was a wedding reception? Like a...
Yeah.
So, and people were all, like, dressed up in wedding attire?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, it was... I felt totally tricked, you know? And the worst thing was that the whole time, all of his extended family, like aunts, uncles, cousins, everybody's just coming up to me and asking me how long we've been seeing each other and why didn't I make it to the actual wedding? And, I mean, I stuck it out through dinner and a few songs, but I had to get out of there.
And you took off. All right. He didn't mention that part, I don't think, to us.
Hey, I didn't trick you. It was a cool party at a brewery with food and music.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Harry.
Harry, yes, Harry's listening in. I don't know if we mentioned that up front.
Yeah, he's still here with us.
No,
go ahead. Liz, go ahead. What do you want to say to Harry about what happened that night?
Look, I don't feel like your sister's wedding reception is the first, a great, great first date.
It wasn't a wedding. The wedding was earlier. I'm not stupid.
Okay, but it was a wedding. You need to tell the woman, if that's going to be the first date, that, yes, I'd like to invite
100%.
You to the reception of my sister's wedding. You don't need to be there for the wedding, but I'd love for you to stop by the reception.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really awkward place to put a woman or anyone on a first date.
I mean, the reception was just, like a party in a brewery. Like, to me, that's just like a regular party. Or
so just, like, are you saying it was like just kind of a casual? How do you have a casual wedding reception?
Yeah, Liz, to make your point clear, Harry, did you say Harry told you to wear like a cocktail dress?
Yes.
Which would be would that be inappropriate then to wear to a wedding reception?
Well, I mean, I didn't stick out that much because there are people there in gowns and stuff.
Wow.
You know, like I sort of fit in, but. Yeah. I mean, I barely know him, let alone his family. Like,
right.
So much pressure. I was just overwhelmed.
Harry, did it
but
never...
It this way, you got to meet them all at once. They loved you, by the way.
It sounds like they did.
Liz. What is wrong with you?
But it did sound... But, Liz, and I'm not... Listen, I don't agree with what Harry did. Harry should have told you it was a wedding reception.
Yeah, why not just say something?
But I will say this. It does sound, even in your own words, that all these aunts and uncles and cousins were all coming up asking how long. It does sound like that Harry has a lovely family.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm sure they're nice. Everybody's happy at a wedding reception.
That's
but,
true,
I mean,
true.
I'm like... what's our second date going to be? Walk me down the aisle, like trick me into saying I do? I don't think so.
I mean, Harry,
no, we can have a regular dinner date next time. I'm sorry that what happened.
Liz, you left, and when you left, did you say, "Hey, I've got to go"? And Harry, you didn't mention that Liz bailed basically on this date. You didn't get the clue then that Liz might have been unhappy.
No, I didn't really take that as bailing at all.
All right, listen, we've got a coupon. We've got a buy one, get one at equal or lesser value at Roadhouse.
Yeah.
We'll pick up basically half the check if you want to go out again, Liz, with Harry. Yes or no?
That's a no.
Okay. All right, we tried.
There, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Can I still get the coupon?
Yes, we'll give you the coupon, Harry. Absolutely.
All
right, Liz, you know what? I don't blame you. PT, how do you feel?
I don't know, man. If you did it on purpose, it seems really true. I don't know how you can not do it on purpose, Harry. I don't get it, man.
All right, it's a no from Liz, Harry. Let the woman know she's going to a wedding reception next time.
Okay. I guess so.
And both of you, thank you for being on. Second date update.
All right.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf. Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.